One contestant hooked to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down. Can you stay calm? Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
False.
Oh!
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. This is the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Steve from Essex played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, we met IT manager Steve from Essex. He sailed through round one with no wrong answers. With a massive 927 heartbeats remaining, how far will he go on 1,000 Heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. Steve, are you ready to see your next round?
I am, yeah.
All right, good man. Let's take a look.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
We're going to be playing Unravel. How do you feel about that, a word game?
Yeah, I'm not that good at anagrams and stuff, so we'll wait and see. This could cost me quite a few, I reckon, but fingers crossed.
Good luck, Steve. Let's play Unravel.
Cheers.
All right, Steve, you need to unravel six words. Just six words.
OK.
If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Friend.
Well done.
Subtle. Teacher. System. Step off.
All right, you stepped off, Steve. Couldn't see it?
No, I couldn't see it.
Can you see it now?
No, nope, still can't see it.
Still not there?
No, for
Olympic.
Some reason.
Olympic.
Okay.
There you go, Olympic. Right, so you stepped off the plate.
Yep.
It's cost you 50 heartbeats.
Okay.
So we'll take away 50 from 805. So you got 755 remaining.
Okay.
You still need to find two more words. All right, good luck, Steve.
Thank you.
Let's play Unravel. If you're ready, Steve, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Sleeping. Thank you. paragraph.
Yes! Well done. Well done, pals. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Well done. Couple long words to finish with. But you used 207 heartbeats during that round. All right, Steve, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Steve, it's round three. You've got 720 heartbeats remaining. It's Assemble, it's a big jigsaw.
Yep.
How are you with logic questions?
Awful.
Really?
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, no, pretty bad with stuff like this, but I think I'm gonna give it a go.
I'm gonna play on. All right, good luck, Steve. Let's play Assemble.
Thanks very much.
You need to find five missing pieces, Steve. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Kim Kardashian. Play.
And number five. Number one. Number seven. Number 11. Number 9. Number 10. Number 3.
Yes.
Two. Number. Number 8.
Yeah! Wow.
Oh, man. I told you I wasn't very good at that.
Oh, wow, Steve. You used 350, you got four wrong.
Yeah.
So you wasted 100 heartbeats.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I knew, though, that I was going to lose.
Yeah.
Lose a lot there, because I'm just not very good at that sort of stuff. Okay. So, just have to crack on now.
Let's crack on, indeed. So, after round three, Steve has banked £1,000. He's got 370 heartbeats remaining. He's got a big decision coming up. What will it be? Find out after the break.
Who played the French Princess Isabella in the film Braveheart? Sophie Marceau or Juliette Binoche? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who played the French Princess Isabella in the film Braveheart? The answer is Sophie Marceau. Before the break, Steve struggled in round three, but managed to bank £1,000. With 370 heartbeats remaining, can he keep his cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Steve, let's see round four, decision time. This is Link, here's how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, you've got 370 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out for £1,000?
I think I'm going to cash out for £1,000, please.
All right, OK. Too much on your plate, the missus will go mad if you don't.
Yeah, she's doing that, yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's play cash out. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks very much.
It all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate.
OK.
And every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. Good luck, Steve.
Cool.
When you're ready, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Granny Smith apples are traditionally red.
False.
Classic novel Wuthering Heights was written by Jane Austen.
True.
Dial Square was the original name of Manchester United Football Club.
False.
By surface area, the largest ocean on Earth is the Pacific.
True.
The UK Prime Minister is also the First Lord of the Treasury.
False.
Einsteinium is an element of the periodic table.
False.
Kiwi fruit is used to make guacamole.
False.
Ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle was taught by Plato.
True.
Providence is the capital city of the US state of Nevada.
False.
Number 10 Downing Street has a resident cat.
True.
Salvador Dali painted The Persistence of Memory.
True.
Yes! Good job! Yes! Brilliant stuff! Steve and Welch.
Oh, man. Didn't think that was going to happen.
Well done.
Thanks
well done.
Much.
That is fantastic.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Neither can I. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. You've got 159 heartbeats remaining. Would it have been enough to nudge forward for £2,500?
Maybe.
Oh,
to
man.
Be honest, I'm quite happy though with the 1,000.
Yeah, I'm happy for you as well, my friend, because I know you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the wedding, you got the honeymoon,
yeah.
And you got a missy sat at home right now who's jumping up and down on the
exactly.
sofa.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you.
1,000 heartbeats. You've been
good
a fab contestant, Steve, and you. Brilliant.
Sure, thank you.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Let's welcome Emma. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Ivana.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Emma, where have you come from?
I've come from Liverpool.
OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm a watch commander at Liverpool Airport Fire Service.
Oh, wow, what an exciting job.
I know.
And you get to spend the day with men in uniform?
Yeah, but they're not very good looking.
All right, OK. No. Well, you said that, and just let's remember that they are all watching right now.
I know. I'll buy them cakes.
All right, fair enough. What does a watch commander actually do?
Basically, I'm in charge of the running of the watch. If we go to incidents, I'm the officer in charge. If the plane crashes, I tell them all what to do.
Got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
I have, yeah.
Do you do anything to deal with that pressure? Because that's what 1,000 heartbeats is about. It's about staying calm
yeah.
under pressure.
See, we just eat a lot of cake.
Really?
Really, yeah. Trying to stay calm, a lot of team building, a lot of trust in each other, so hopefully everything goes well.
We're going to be monitoring your heart rate throughout the whole of the show. At the moment, it's at 127. It's quite high to start with, but hopefully it'll settle once we get going.
Okay.
And there's one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. They're going to be playing along to the beat of your heart throughout the whole of the show. I like that. It's pretty good. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, so everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast, and this is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. When you're ready, let's play contrast. So you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
David Walliams, Sharon Osbourne, play. Co-wrote sketch show Little Britain with Matt Lucas.
David Walliams.
Swam down the River Thames to raise money for sport relief.
David Walliams.
Wrote a book called Billionaire Boy.
Sharon Osbourne.
Became a co-host on US chat show The Talk in 2010.
Sharon Osbourne.
Has a dog called Mr. Chips.
Sharon Osbourne.
Trained at the National Youth Theatre in the UK.
David Walliams.
Gave their voice to a character in the Disney TV series Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
David Walliams.
Has a daughter called Amy.
Sharon Osbourne.
Married a model in 2010.
David Walliams.
Well done. Excellent stuff. You used 166 heartbeats. You got 2 wrong answers. Your peak during all of that was 144. That's quite high. That's quite high. You need to relax. So, after round one, Emma has banked £250 and has 834 heartbeats remaining. Join us after the break.
The Scottish professional football club Hearts is based in which city? Dundee or Edinburgh? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the Scottish professional football club Hearts is based in which city? The answer is Edinburgh. Before the break, we met Watch Commander Emma from Liverpool. With £250 banked and 834 heartbeats remaining, how far will she go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome to 1,000 heartbeats. Emma, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes.
Let's do it. Here it is.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Emma, round two, you've got 834 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with 250?
Play on.
Let's do this. Let's play reorder. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Emma, you need to put 6 answers in the correct order. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Humber Bridge, Sydney Harbour Bridge, London Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, Severn Bridge, Brooklyn Bridge. Bridges, total length, shortest to longest. Play.
Severn Bridge. Humber Bridge. London Bridge. Humber Bridge. Severn Bridge. Sydney Harbour Bridge. Severn Bridge. Humber Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge. Humber Bridge. Golden Gate Bridge.
Yay! Well done. Come on over, Emma. Well done. I like the fact that you went for that question head on. You didn't even consider stepping off the plate, or did you?
No. Well, I've thought at first. I haven't got a clue. But then I thought, let's just try.
Your total at the moment is 588. So, Emma, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So, big question. Do you want to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
Play.
We're going to play. How are you with anagrams?
Not pretty good.
All right, well, good luck. Let's play Unscramble.
Okay.
Come on. All right, you need to unscramble five words, Emma. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Music. Play.
Number two, Prince. Step off.
All right, Emma, you stepped off the plate. Music, let's take a look at the clue. Music artist. Prince. Number two, you got that. Number one, Madonna. You like Madonna?
Yeah.
Number three, Eminem. Shakira, Shakira. Number four. And number five was Rihanna.
I wouldn't have got them.
No?
No.
So you made the right decision in stepping off?
Definitely.
All right, good stuff. And because you stepped off, it cost you 50 heartbeats. So we'll take that away from 540, which leaves you with 490. Now, during that last round of Unscrambled, you got one right. So you only need to find four in this round. Now let's play Unscrambled. If you're ready once again, Emma, please step onto the plate.
Pastimes. Play.
Number three, checks. Number five, Cluedo. Step off.
Oh, Emma. I thought you had number three, but you said checks.
I know, and then I can see chess now, but I couldn't see it at the time.
Well, let's go through these games. Board games, of course. Monopoly is number one. Backgammon. Chess. And Scrabble is number four. So you stepped off the plate again. We're going to take 50 away from 403. That leaves you with 353. You still need to find three correct answers. Once again, Emma, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play Unscramble. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Buildings. Play.
Can I have a clue, please?
Types of dwelling.
Number one, house. Number two, bungalow. Number four, apartment.
Yes, well done, Emma. Come over. Well done. Well done, we got there in the end. Indeed.
Eventually.
Indeed, good grief. Well, during that round, you peaked at 133 beats per minute and you used 303 heartbeats. That's a lot.
I know.
But you do have 285 heartbeats left and you have banked £1,000. So that's pretty good. All right, Emma, let's find out what round four is. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So, Emma, it's round four. You've got 285 heartbeats remaining. Do you want to play on for £2,500 or cash out for £1,000?
I want to cash out.
All right, so we're going to cash out. Good luck, Emma.
Thank you.
So it's all come down to this, Emma. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, and every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. Good luck, Emma. Try and stay calm, and when you're ready, for £1,000, let's step onto the plate.
True, false, play. In Greek mythology, Medusa is one of the Gorgons.
False.
The fantasy novel A Game of Thrones was written by Dan Brown.
False.
Tungsten has the chemical symbol W.
True.
Tennis player Andy Murray won all four tennis Grand Slams in 2013.
False.
In New York, Broadway is more commonly known as Sixth Avenue.
True.
Slarty Bartfast is a character in the novel The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
True.
Mel C was the youngest Spice Girl.
False.
Salvador Allende is a former president of Chile.
True.
Ginger McCain trained Grand National winner Red Rum.
True.
Paleontology is the study of feet.
False.
Yes! Well done, Emma.
Excellent
score. Superb. Superb. I'll be honest with you, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but I didn't think you'd do that.
No, I didn't think so either.
That was phenomenal. Wicked. And you had 100 heartbeats left. All the guys on your watch now are buzzing. They're eating all the cake, so when you get there, you're going to have to buy a load of new cake. So, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round three, where you cashed out with £1,000. Thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Thank you very much, Emma. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Chris from Newcastle.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
How are you going?
Chris, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready for this?
I think so. Let's go for it. We'll give it a try.
So, you're from Newcastle?
Indeed, just outside. A little place called Whitley Bay, just on the coast.
Whitley Bay?
Just outside, yes.
Oh, I've been on many a stag doing Whitley Bay.
Ooh, have you got some stories, have you?
Oh, what happens in Whitley Bay definitely stays in Whitley Bay. So, what do you do for a living, Chris?
I'm a policeman.
Wow, a lot of pressure being a copper.
It has its ups and downs. It's hard work, it's good fun, but we get by with a good team and it's generally okay at the moment.
You do a lot of sports in your spare time?
Yeah, well, try to, believe it or not. I do try to, yeah. The old knees are gone, so I'm no longer playing football anymore. Playing tennis these days, golf.
Oh, so you're always active?
Try to be.
Is that a result of the pressure of being a policeman?
No, it's just generally trying to keep fit, you know, trying to bottom myself on somebody like yourself,
How do you think you're going to fare under the pressure of the lights here in the studio, trying to win £25,000?
Well, it's the first time, it's a lot of money, but I'll just give it a go, hey? It's better than nothing, isn't it?
Okay, it sure is better than kick up the backside.
Indeed.
Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's 93 beats per minute, gone up to 94. As we drew attention to it, you need to stay calm because the faster your heart rate, the less time you'll have to complete all of the rounds. And we've got one last thing to do. Let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. So good luck, Chris. Are you ready?
Indeed, let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Chris, every contestant on the show starts with the same round. That is Contrast, and here's how it looks.
This is Contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So that's Contrast. It is worth £250. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's play Contrast. You need to get 7 questions right, Chris. Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
The Rolling Stones, The Beatles, play. Let It Be is a West End theatrical concert based on...
The Beatles.
The 2007 film Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End starred a member of...
The Rolling Stones.
In 1962, Brian Epstein signed a contract to become the manager of...
The Beatles.
The most UK number one singles of the pair has been achieved by...
The Beatles.
A headline act at Glastonbury 2013 was...
The Rolling Stones.
Voodoo Lounge was the massive world tour by...
The Rolling Stones.
In 1998, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was awarded to...
The Rolling Stones.
Keith Richards was a founder member of...
The Rolling Stones.
Well done, Chris. Come on over. Well done, Chris. A good effort. You used 117 heartbeats. You got one wrong, which cost you 25.
Yes.
So you've banked £250. You've got 883 heartbeats remaining. How far will they take him? Let's find out after the break.
Which of these Ollie Murs songs reached number one in the UK singles chart? Heart on My Sleeve or Heart Skips a Beat? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you which of these Ollie Murs songs reached number one in the UK singles chart? The answer is Heart Skips a Beat. Before the break, we met police officer Chris from Whitley Bay. With £250 banked and 883 heartbeats remaining, will he continue to keep his cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
All right, Chris, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. Unravel 6 words before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
All right, Chris, it's round two. You've got 883 heartbeats remaining. That was a pretty good round, apart from the one wrong answer. Heart rate is relatively low, which is a good thing. It means you can spend more time figuring out the equations on the screen. So are you going to play on for £500?
I am going to play, Vernon. Yes, let's go for it.
All right, good man. Let's do it. Let's play. Unravel. Chris, you need to unravel 6 words. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Battle. Include. Subject. Academy. Postcode. Celebrity. Celebrity.
Yes, well done, Chris. Really Really good round for that. 77 used, no wrong answers.
Excellent.
Perfect round. Good. Well done. After round two, Chris has banked 500 ponies. He's got 806 heartbeats remaining. Let's see if we can keep this momentum going. Let's take a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So with 806 heartbeats remaining, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
I'm going to play for 1,000, Vernon.
All right, let's play Assemble.
Thank you.
Good luck, Chris. Chris, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Scarlett Johansson. Play.
Number two. Number four. Number six. Twelve. Number three.
Yes! Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Obviously, your skills as a policeman at identifying someone, a stranger, come in handy. You only used 103. You played brilliantly. You got no wrong answers. You banked £1,000. Your performance so far, is it matching your game plan?
Didn't really have a game plan.
Really?
No, just going to go and wing it. That's the best way.
All right, coming up to round four, which is worth £2,500. It's Link. Let's take a look at it.
This is Link. You will see two columns of answer options and an instruction. You must link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you will bank £2,500.
What do you think about Link? It could be any topic that comes up on the board.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? It's whether the topic is, you either know it or you don't.
You can play on for £2,500 or you can cash out for 1,000. With the confidence that I'm feeling, you must be feeling it too. You surely got to play on.
Got to. Got to. Couldn't show me face otherwise, can I?
No, definitely not. Let's play Link.
Cheers, thank you.
Good luck, man. Come on, Chris. If you're ready, and only when you're ready, step onto the plate.
Karim Benzema, Edinson Cavani, Raheem Sterling, Radamel Falcao, Sergio Aguero, Cristiano Ronaldo. Link these football players to the national teams they play for. Play.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal. Sergio Aguero, Argentina. Edinson Cavani, Uruguay. Radamel Falcao, Brazil. Radamel Falcao, Colombia.
Yes!
Well done.
Come on. You used 110 heartbeats, got one wrong. If you hadn't got that wrong answer, you'd have got less than 100 heartbeats again during that round.
Chris, annoyed with that one.
You got 593 heartbeats, so we're way above halfway. Doing really well. Are you feeling confident?
I am, yes. That was a nice round. Nice round into it, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, so after round four, Chris has banked £2,500. He's got 593 heartbeats remaining. How far will this cool customer go under pressure? Let's have a look at round five. It's keep up numbers. Here's how it works.
This is keep up. you will see a number and a mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
593 heartbeats remaining. Mathematics is coming up. How are you with numbers?
Great. My favourite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. More than happy with that. More than happy.
Are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out?
Got to with it.
Let me finish the sentence. Good grief, so confident.
Sorry.
Just wants to get the game played.
You got
to
get there.
All right, Chris, let's forget that. Let's play.
Cheers,
thank
you.
Good luck. Here we go. Let's keep up. In your own time, step onto the planet.
One, play. Multiply by 50.
50.
Subtract 41.
9.
Multiply by 2.
18.
Add 18.
36.
Divide by 3.
12.
Subtract 7.
5.
Divide by 5.
1.
First sequence. Here's your second one.
2. Multiply by 11.
22.
Add 33.
55.
Multiply by 6.
330.
Subtract 51.
279.
Subtract 30.
249.
Divide by 3.
83.
Subtract 40.
43.
Subtract 41.
2.
That's your second sequence.
3. Add 61.
64.
Multiply by 3.
192.
Subtract 102.
90.
Divide by 9.
10.
Multiply by 16.
160.
Divide by 4.
40.
Subtract 31.
9.
Multiply by 8.
72.
Divide by 24.
3.
Yes! Yes, my man! Chris, that was outstanding. You are a number cruncher. You were right.
Don't you?
Good grief!
Bit of a stato, don't you?
That is phenomenal. Well done. Really, really good going. You've banked £5,000. You've got 451 heartbeats remaining. Your gameplay is fantastic because your heart rate very rarely soars and you're using minimal amounts of heartbeats for each round. So we're going really, really, really well. It's awesome. All right, let's take a look at round 6. Very rare that we do this. This is Decipher, and here's how it works.
This is Decipher. You will see 5 statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering 2 questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £10,000.
All right, it's round 6. You've got 451 heartbeats remaining, Chris. Have you made your decision? Are you going to play on for £10,000 or are you going to cash out with 5?
I think 451 gives us enough time to have another stab at this round. We'll see where we are from there. I want to try and keep about 200 back for the last round.
Right.
So let's just see where we go with this one.
All right, good luck, Chris. Let's play Decipher.
Thank you.
Come on, pal. Chris, you need to correctly answer just 2 questions. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Pegasus is a winged horse. The Roman poet Virgil wrote the Aeneid. Hermes is the messenger of the Greek gods. A centaur is part horse and part man. Jupiter is the Roman god of wine. Which of these mythology-related statements is incorrect? Play.
Jupiter is the Roman god of wine.
Alexander Graham Bell featured on the old £5 banknote. Charles Darwin features on the current £5 banknote. Charlotte Bronte featured on the old £10 banknote. Michael Faraday featured on the old £20 banknote. William Wordsworth features on the current £20 banknote. Which of these statements about Bank of England banknotes is correct?
William Wordsworth features on the current £20 banknote. Alexander Graham Bell featured on the old £5 banknote. Charlotte Bronte featured on the old £10 banknote. Charles Darwin featured on the current £5 banknote. Michael Faraday featured on the old £20 banknote.
Yes, well done.
Would you believe I used to work in a bank?
No way!
I used to work in a bank.
You used to work in a bank?
20 years ago, I used to work in a bank.
Oh, Chris. Oh. Well, listen. I think instead of taking the hit, stepping off, you just went for it.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know the answer, so it was a case of just striking luck, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you banked £10,000.
That's good.
That's really good. Oh, unfortunately, Chris, we're out of time, which means you'll have to join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Chris gets on. We'll see you then.